Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels. I'm hoping that this is coming through all right, because usually it gives me a little tone of some sort before I start. So I'm hoping this is airing correctly. So tonight's show, I decided, was going to be on soul planning, because I really feel that soul planning is a really great way to understand why we're really here. Because honestly, for a long time before I started my spiritual journey and trying to find out what I am about and why I'm here, I really thought I was just a person. I was just a person living a life on this earth. You know, I was supposed to wake up every day, go to work, come home, and repeat. And that's it. And I just was on earth, period. I understood that there was religion, but I'm really not really big on doctrine. So I just didn't understand. I had a lot of conflicting thoughts about why I was really here. What was my real purpose? And then through working with Tree and reading a lot of books and being guided and directed by her, I found out that there is really a purpose. We all have a purpose here on this earth, okay? And when you realize what your purpose is, you can accept a lot of the challenges, whether they be good or bad, and the people you meet and the experiences that you go through, you understand that those were all planned out. Of course, you know, there's ways that we could deviate from the norm. And I know that you've heard the phrases that, you know, we're on a road and I decided to take a left turn instead of a right. And I'm off-roading in the world of life, you know, going over bumps and hills and valleys. And then all of a sudden you get back on Zen. You feel everything's good in alignment and well. And while you're off path, that's when things were just not great. You know, bad things happened or challenges came about that were hurtful or cause you to be angry or have problems with relationships or people or situations, any of those. So when we deviate off of our path, our planned path, that's when things tend to go awry. And when you're on the path, things become clearer and easier on for you, okay? So each person prior to your birth sit in a soul planning group where there's souls and spirit guides together, and what they do is they have a little meeting and they decide what you want to get out of this lifetime. So if you're incarnated into this lifetime, what is the lesson you wanted to learn? What are the emotions you want to resolve? The feelings, the karma, like a whole ton of things go into play into why people are incarnated in their lifetime. And so the souls plan it out and spirit guides help, and basically people together say, hey, I want to be your mother and you could be my daughter, and together we're going to learn X, Y, Z, you know, or I'm going to come into this lifetime and create and have a problem with my body, have a lot of health issues, get MS or something like that. And the soul family sits there and says, yes, you know, and we're going to be there for you. We're going to help you every step of the way. And so therefore, this is what we're planning for this lifetime. Before getting too deep, because this is like very deep, so I'm trying to make sure I step through this step by step. Ways that you could tell that you had a past life, and ways that you could kind of think about, you know, sparking interest on trying to figure out maybe what a past life was, would be experiencing deja vu. If you experience deja vu a lot and it just doesn't make sense to what you're currently living, those are a little windows into what you previously may have experienced. Another example would be historical events. Like I'm really drawn to World War II history. And I come to find out that I did live in World War II during that era, and I was in the military, and I did land in Normandy. And I come to find that out, of course, through some guidance with Tree and figuring out from my dreams and the meaning of it. And then unexplained fears, too, because I had fears of buoys, dark, murky water and stuff, but yet I've never really been on a ship. I've never really spent a lot of time on boats or anything like that. So it was just like, why do I have this fear that I don't have an explanation for? And so those are some things, if you want to think about how you might have, how your current life may have windows to your past, okay? Because we all, from what I'm told, souls can go infinitely into lifetimes, incarnate into lifetimes, and for them it lasts for like seconds, you know, whereas we live the life and the life lasts for, you know, 80 plus whatever years, however long you actually live on the earth. So it does tend to take longer for the earthly self to understand what it is. Okay. The people you meet, your brother, father, your sister, mother, your best friends, that really awesome guy at work that you have just a great relationship with out of nowhere, or like your bosses, like we plan every meeting and every person that we invite into our lifetime. It is planned out at the soul meeting that we have. Okay. So there are reasons and purposes for everyone you meet. And I know that people say that all the time, but like, there must be a reason, or you know, how could this be like perfect? You know, how can I met you? How can we click so well? How can you just finish my sentence without me, you know, starting it, or so to speak? Those are all people that were put into your path for a reason, to teach you a lesson, to guide you, to help you learn learn some part of your soul's plan. Okay. So, or purpose, I should say. Okay. So there's different facets within this plan. And I want to go over what these facets are, because I think it's really important to understand how everything interplays with each other. Okay. So the goal, obviously, for tonight is just to have the understanding of what past lives mean and what it details, so that like every day when you're going through your day, you could actually peace of mind of when challenges come up and understand, hey, this is for a reason. Let me figure out what is the lesson I need to learn, and then be able to get through the challenges to continue onward. Because our goal here on this earth, as this soul planning this path that we're on, is to ultimately learn the lesson that we came into this lifetime to learn, so that we could incarnate into another one and move on and become a more flowered soul in our spiritual journey. Okay, so karma. Let's talk a little bit about karma, because karma is involved within the soul planning. Okay, so most think of it as like a cosmic debt. So basically you're like, okay, you know, I'm getting something back to me because I did something to someone else, negative or positive. When in reality, karma is not really that way. It's really just the lack or absence of balance in an experience. Now, mind you, there's experience. Think of it as a bigger picture, not so much as an event, okay? So for an example, let's say in this lifetime you've lived where you had a disabled child and you are the mother of this disabled child. And throughout your entire lifetime, you just devoted your life and love to taking care of this child. Okay. So in this end of this lifetime, you and this child, or you or the child, may end up having a sense of imbalance for the experience, because you gave up all of what you thought you should be to help and love this child. So you may choose as a soul to balance that experience, okay? And by balance, I mean in your next soul planning session, you and this child, who is now a soul, okay? So soul and soul talk about it. And you come up with a plan where you're like, you know what, hey, I want to be the child this time. Can you be my mother and father, or father? So the child, who was once the disabled child, will switch roles. So you become the child, and then the former child in this other past lifetime will be the mother or father. So you'll switch the roles, where one will be the receiver of the caring, where the other one will be the one who will be giving it to. Okay, so karma is not balanced by doing good to someone else, as people might want to think. Okay, it's not by doing something to someone that one balances out their own karma. Okay. It's by going through the experience with yourself that balances out. Okay. So people always say, oh, I did my good deed of the day, so I must be getting better karma. It's not that way. You should always be giving to someone, of course, you know, send out positive vibes in order to receive the positive in turn. And that's just you as part of your job as a soul. Okay. But karma, when it comes to soul planning, it's a balance of an experience. Okay, so I know for a fact I have a balancing experience with my older sister. She's given me probably in this entire life that I've lived with her, probably the most troubled time ever. But I know that I'm here to help her balance out the karma. So as much as it pains me and it hurts me to experience what I do from her, because all I do is look at her with love, I know that she's here to try to balance out the energies that she brought into this lifetime for her soul's path. Okay. Balancing karma, the soul should feel as if it's experienced all sides of the issue. So when the karma is balanced, that's when every aspect of that issue has been resolved. Okay. It's been experienced and we're good. Okay. When an underlying cause of the original imbalance are resolved, that's when you have a release of karma. So the original reason why you came into this lifetime to balance out karma is actually achieved, and that's when you're releasing the karma, okay? And there needs to be a distinguishing difference between the two, because unless we heal the underlying cause of why we are experiencing the karmic experience, then you could actually balance that karma but create another, okay? So it's a little technical here, but you want to be able to balance out what you came here for specifically to do, the underlying cause. Okay, so that is karma. And karma is planned at your soul's planning, your soul's purpose, okay? So it is planned to the T of what you're to experience so that this energy is balanced. Okay, so another aspect of soul planning is for healing, okay? Your soul's plan challenges the life experiences to heal the various energies and aspects that may be unreleased by our karma, okay? So for an example, let's see. So mother, a child, a girl, we'll call her Peggy, experiences her mother being shot by her mother's husband, right? So she experiences the sound, someone actually being shot, and then she later commits suicide because of being distraught, et cetera, and so forth. So at the end of her lifetime, and when she's planning on going and incarnating into another lifetime, she has what's called an energy of unresolved trauma that she needs to heal. So she knows that there's something she needs to heal, but in her head, she's just like, I saw my mother shot. It's horrifying. And she's really traumatized. So what she decided to do is to come into her next lifetime as someone who is deaf. And death, so that way she would never have to experience that trauma again, so that she can heal from her past lifetime's experience. And of course, this is like a subconscious soul thought, you know what I mean? So like as a person now, earthly person, you're like, it's not something that you readily think about, but it is a reason why you might be in this lifetime experiencing being deaf, is because there was an experience in your former lifetime where sound made a traumatic experience to you, sound of any sort, shot or, you know, being killed. It could be anything, something sound with sound. Okay. So another example of healing as part of your soul's plan would be a guy who experienced war. He's on the battlefield. He's walking around checking out, you know, who is alive of his friend, you know, and he has this deep-rooted fear because, I mean, he's the only one that's left standing. He's walking around. And he's fearful of being killed himself. And lo and behold, he was, right? So he was shot. And at that time, he had fear. So he died with that fear within his soul. So he chose to come back into another lifetime to fix that healing energy, to heal that energy that he had from his past lifetime. So what a soul may choose to do is to come into a lifetime where they experience severe alcoholism. And you're like, well, how does death and fear go into alcoholism? But the alcoholism, what it does, would experience him to have severe emotional pain and distraught, you know, feelings that he would seek spiritual path of seeking God. So a spiritual awakening would occur. And what that would do is help him heal the fear that he has within his body. And so that way he accomplishes what he came into that lifetime to do. So life plans are designed to heal certain energies left unresolved from your former past life. So some of these energies that you want to heal are judgment, including your self-judgment, blame, anger, and other negative emotions. Remember, we talked about a lot of the ego stuff too. So we're talking about negative, anything negative. hatred towards self, whatever the case may be. So another part of soul planning and soul's purpose is service to others. On a soul level, we desire to be of service to others, and that's what our major motivation is for planning our life, okay? And you've seen, you know, other people say that those who are very centered, balanced, and understand what their life purpose is, they tend to have a lot of goals and aspirations to serve others, whether it's like to be a monk or to open up a nonprofit or whatever the case may be. Their goal is to just give back to like an accelerated path of spiritual evolution. And when you get to that point, to realize that what you hear, what you teach is what you learn, and what you give is what you receive. You know, so all this is really experiences. All the experiences you have in your lifetime are learning lessons to obtain this service to other soul awakening. Okay. excuse me. So we have three different types of souls, and there's layers, I should say, not types, but layers. We have the spirit self, and that is the core of our being. That is our spirit, the I am, the God. It is all wise and all love. Okay, so that is our higher, the highest of the high self of ourself. Okay, so that's the spirit self. And then we have the soul self. And the soul self is the one that evolves through experience. It's the soul that can make mistakes, and it can forget that it has this connection with the spirit self and feel cut off from love from which it's created. And that's where the soul may not make wise choices on this path to guide your earthly self. Okay. It's not something bad. It's just normal. The earthly personality is each lifetime. It's the each time that you're incarnated is where you have this earthly personality, and this personality is inspired by the soul self. So the soul self learns the experiences from the earthly personality as the lifetime goes on. Okay, so think of it like you as a person listening to me today are the ones that going through the experiences that you experience. You're also going to help teach the soul the lesson that needs to be done, okay? So the soul self knows more than the earthly personality, but not necessarily aligned with the spirit self. And this is where you as a soul need to send out the positive energies to receive the positive in return as a earthly personality. I know it's very deep, okay? But understand there's layers, okay? So we're all part of this. Each person has their three, the higher self, the soul self, and the earthly self. Okay, so that you understand where that comes from. Okay, next, contrast. We as souls learn from contrast. So we learn from this contract, which helps us understand who we really are. Okay, by contrast, we say, if I'm in this lifetime to learn generosity, I may come from into a role where I may not have that generosity necessarily in the forefront of my mind. And so through my lifetime, I learned to become generous, and that's where the contrast comes. Okay, so you may be given a lifetime where you're living something where you're like, it's difficult, but the difficulty lies in changing and understanding that you're learning the contrast of what the experience is. Okay, it serves to generate intense feelings. So you're supposed to feel, okay, and it's through these feelings that you grow and learn. Okay, so challenges, it could be like the negative challenges you experience are not supposed to be deemed as negative. There's a learning of contrast. Okay, so negatives are always really a positive, and it's just a matter of figuring out what the positive is so you can learn and grow. And that's what we're here for. Okay, free will and pre-birth planning are meshed together. So the free will of what your soul chooses, you know, is integrated within this pre-birth planning. For sure. Another aspect of soul planning, which is really important, is understanding what victim consciousness means. Okay, we always think about being a victim, and that's when we're in the poor me state, right? It's the belief that you are victimized by a person or experience or life in general. You know, and oftentimes we feel more victimized when we're going through the bad stuff, and we sit there and we sit there and say, why am I being punished? Why am I having all these troubles? Why me? You know, but understand when you're feeling like the victim, okay, your frequency is really low. You know, when you're doing what your soul's plan is, your soul's purpose, your frequency is high, okay? So we don't want to be in the low, okay? Victim consciousness tends to be self-perpetuating, okay? So you believe you're a victim, so you vibrate at a low frequency, and because you're vibrating at a low frequency, your energy draws yourself to experience that which you confirm in your mind that you're a victim, okay? So you're putting out, I'm a victim, so you attract those things that will actually confirm to you, yes, I am, and you're going to believe that, yeah, I'm a victim, but you're not, because you are experiencing something that's challenging in your life for a reason and a purpose, okay? So the key to breaking the victim cycle is to release the blame that you have about being a victim, okay? So when you release the blame, that's when you take responsibility, okay, for the fact that you agreed in this lifetime to live the way you have lived, to experience the things that you experience, to learn and grow. Okay, so once you stop thinking that you're being punished and understand it's there for a reason and purpose, then you can actually release it and live the life that you're supposed to. Because if you hold on to the blame, then you pretty much are going to be walking on the treadmill going nowhere. And you might repeat this lifetime just because you haven't learned the lessons that you're supposed to. Okay, we are here on this earth to embrace and transmute all discordant, unloving energy. Okay, we're here to do this. Okay, energies that we don't transmute in our prior lifetimes come into this one so that we may transmute it in this one. Okay, so some of the things that we experience now are from past lives that we need to bring over to learn. Okay, and when we resist any aspect of life, we are resisting the healing that goes along with it too. Okay, which is really important. Okay. The purposes of life's challenges is to embrace that which we so far has resisted, okay? So things that the life plan and soul purpose is very complicated, okay? But it can be easily defined if you're open and receptive and you send out the right messages, okay? Life challenges are healed in the same way. So if you realize that you have the power of what we think and what we say we're going to do, send out those positive energies out and receive the positive back, then we're going to do it. Okay? Look at what you experience every day, the people you meet, and understand that the soul's plan is for you to experience these. I think for us as egos, because we have the ego there, remember we talked about it last week, the ego likes to say that we want to have the perfect life where we have the picket fence, lots of money, and all these things that we envision for ourselves. But our life is also planned out, right? So if my plan is to not work for the government, right, and my plan is that I am to experience being sick with Lyme disease so that I can understand that I am not to be defined situations, that I am not a person with Lyme. I'm just a person. Do you know what I mean? And the lion is not who defines me, nor is the situations that I'm in that define me. Okay. So once I realize that, and that my plan is really actually to work with people to help them heal with the use of horses, then you know what? My plan, my life's purpose is going to be easier in the sense of fulfilling the energies that I needed to fulfill. And I can move forward and my lifetime will be spent the right way. Now, mind you, you know, I have driven off the path and I've done a lot of really horrible things in circumstances to people. And let me tell you, it was a very challenging time because I had to learn that those were not the path that I was supposed to be on. Those were not the emotions I was supposed to feel. Those were not the energies I was supposed to put out. And now that I know, I'm back on track and things are absolutely fabulous. And ever so recently, since I started working with Cherie, I've had some challenges. Get me wrong. I've had some really bad things that have happened. But I look at these challenges as something that was planned, okay? It was planned for me to experience something. And when I'm knee-deep and I want to go dive off the cliff and into the wallows of the depression, I realize I'm like, hey, this is here for a purpose, okay? And I'm going to think about it. I'm going to really pray about it. I'm going to meditate about it, and I'm going to figure it out. This way I could learn the lesson and motor on okay? And that, and realize that my life has bigger, better plans than to be held back by challenges, okay? So when we understand that we planned our lives, okay, then we know that there's a deep meaning and purpose to all that happens, okay? The people you meet, the experiences, the places you go, the happy, the sad, the everything. When we know that there's a deep meaning and purpose to all that occurs, it becomes easier in the loving ways that we're supposed to, okay? So if you know that all of it has a purpose, bad or good, then we can actually send love out, love and light to the people that hurt us, to the situations that are challenging, to receive what we're supposed to in return, okay? If we respond to life, right, in these loving ways, and we send out the good, we send out the positive, our previous resistance becomes acceptance. Remember contrast. So we don't want to resist, we want to accept, okay? And our acceptance turns into receptivity, right? And our receptivity grows into an embrace, and our embrace is transformed into gratitude for the experiences that have opened our hearts and souls, okay? It is so, so important for everyone just to understand that we are here for a reason and purpose, okay? I know that this was a vision today, but it's really important to understand the foundation of what soul planning is about. What I plan on doing next week is that I know there's a couple examples that I wanted to show of some extremely challenging times where people have thought that their life was horrible, right? Let's say someone who has AIDS, or someone who has a miscarriage or divorce, or situations where people were part of an airplane crash, okay, and how those specific events that happened were pre-planned for a particular reason, for either humanity to learn a lesson, for the immediate soul group or soul family within the earthly group, so let's say the mother, father, sister, brother, that group, or people in the immediate circle, or even like two or three tears out, okay? There's always a reason for an event, okay? And I want to be able to give you really good examples of what they are, so that way you could probably approach all the problems that you have, all the situations that come up, in a better positive manner, and realize that they do have meaning, they do have purpose, and not to let the victim take over your life, okay? Because we are not victims here, we are that are here to help, to learn, to love. I'm hoping that everything worked out and you guys all understand. Please, if you have any questions, pop them out on angelcoaches.com on or on Facebook, Angel Coaches. I am going to post the blog on angelcoaches.org, so please come and visit. And I will see you all next week, 8 p.m., same time, same bat channel. Have a wonderful, lovely, most spiritual night. And I love you guys all. Okay? Talk to you later.